Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It's great to have you on. I have a wonderful show for you. First off, my playlist I've put together is a group of awesome tunes from South Africa, Liberia, Nigeria, Senegal, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the U.S. Hint, Usher's new album. I also have Drop the Needle with American University student Anna Steinberg, followed by the first edition of our new weekly Billboard Breakdown. That brings you the Billboard Top 100's number one hit. And then that launches us into the second half of the hour, which explores music today in northern Nigeria. Now, VOA TV producer Kali Abdu joins me in the studio right here in Washington to talk about the music of Dabo Da Prof. We discover it together as we listen to an interview with the Prof in Kano, presented by music journalist Haruna Abubakar Galandenchi. Then Kali shares a couple of his favorite tunes by other house artists, and we wrap it up with one of Kali's very own songs that is just perfect for Valentine's Day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Starting out in South Africa, here is Nomsebo Zikode featuring exclusive drums in Kanyezi.
Chongi pesha lingile Nobo mi ba mi bumile Zeni zenda kolwa Bando nwaba tlanji nao Yawza mi tatu ngibege Pelung tatu ngibege Kobingela Chongi pesha limkile Nobo mi ba mi bumile Zeni zenda kolwa Bando nwaba tlanji nao
Weno fana nenganyeze kanyisa Pagati wenzulu zobusuku Weno fana nengelose ya figa gimi Ya zomzai dintumu Nesen pela ritemba Nabangani benhlega
Inkanyezi by Nomsebo Zikode. And now over to Liberia. This is Otis Dixon with Gifted, featuring Musical and DJ Nelly.
Let's go. rapper. Make a name and spin on his copper. What's up with you, Yata? The baby say he won't be a Uno Copa. The tuna for Jaga, Uno Tuma, heavy more than Kenya. The Oman and bless you, you can tell from a look you're not cursed. So I'm gonna break your heart, oh. Would you if I see your spot, oh? When Jago say hello, and they won't call it him, oh, go. You buy your gift, oh. Your friend is just jealous, oh. I see two my in a lap, oh. When you pass it, you give it impression, oh. Gift, oh. Your Tuma do it well for you. I swear you get good, get behind you. Your Tuma better.
The tuna black the traffic. She confused the papi. Nage or a market for sepe. One bash is fine, oh. My leg are you fresh, oh. Wonderful kind. Now your big booty blowing my mind, oh.
Dr. Heather Maxwell. Yeah.
All right. Now we're moving over to Nigeria with Ira Starr's 2024 single, Commas. right. That was Commas by Ivor Starr. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. Now we're going to listen to a U.S. tune by Usher, his brand new album, Coming Home. If you watched the U.S. Super Bowl, you saw his amazing performance. But this one features Burna Boy. Yeah, hello, everybody. That was Usher featuring Burna Boy with Coming Home. Hey, shout out to 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya, and 107.8 in Mombasa. Also, Diamond FM, Tamale, hello, and Radio Max, Takoradi, Ghana, hello. All right, we're going to Senegal now. Here is Safari with a song called Duk Biyung.
Wow, cha feeling bala. Eh eh, cha feeling bala. Dégagé, sois à mon compte d'aller déranger. Cha feeling bala. Wow, kay, cha feeling bala. Oh la la, moussaji. Bilay wa lay kwa genali. Lam def ci dal dabari. Tang na fils de kujeri. Fatinga, de fatinga, patush, lady boss nyo watina, walma wa aliyabi, wa generation wundil jabi, manini, kuilaka tuduko wa khale bagini, medini, def class, atoko harmony, ku deful won ba ma def taiko, ma wakla, volume bi waniko, san mulan, shh, dekbiyang, 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 dekbiy
Friends about VOA Africa, music, sports, and news.
Yeah, all right. Now, back to music. We're going to stretch out and listen to almost, well, the entire song by Koffi Olomide from 2012 called Loi, which of course means king.
Wasisameno kala ingangu mweba nipesakane ye.
Yes, that was the fabulous Kofi Olomide with Loa. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. Now, we're starting the back half of the hour a little early this week, but hey, that's all right. We're going to do Drop the Needle with Anna from American University, followed by our brand new segment called Music Time in Africa's Billboard Breakdown. Ah, and then you're going to hear a wonderful back half conversation all about Hausa music from northern Nigeria. And we have guests Dabo Daprof. We have Haruna Abubakar Galandenchi. Those two are interviewing together in Kano. And then we have my guest right here from within VOA, Kali Abdu, who comes in, sits with me right here at my desk to talk more about Hausa music and listen to some of his selections, including his very own special Valentine's song. So stick around, don't go anywhere, enjoy Music Time in Africa with me. I have Anna Steenberg on the line. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Are you excited to get this listening quiz underway?
Yeah, super.
All right. Here's number one. All right. What do you think?
Is it Paya Paya? No. Oh.
One more guess. All right. I'll tell you. That's okay. CK with a song called Watawi, and it's featuring Davido and Focalistic from Nigeria.
Yeah.
All right. Here's number two. Furua, furua. Say, Anna.
That one's Furua.
Yes.
By Ja Preza. And he's from Zimbabwe.
Perfect. Now you're on a roll. All right. Here's number three. What do you say?
Okay. Is that Plenty Money? Or Conjurer L'Argent?
Yes. You translated it from French to English. That's it. That's it. Who's it by or where's it from?
Cozy and featuring Eno C from Cameroon.
Bravo, Anna. Bravo. Thank you so much. You did a great job.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
This is Music Time in Africa's Billboard Breakdown, bringing you America's current chart toppers from the Billboard's Top 100 list.
Yes, and the number one song on Billboard this week is Jack Harlow's Lovin' On Me.
I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She's 28, telling me I'm still a baby. Love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me.
That's right.
Whip your lovin' on me.
Young J-A-C-K-A-K-A, Rico like Suave, Young Enrique, speaking at A-K-A, she's an alpha, but not around your boy, she get quiet around your boy, hold on, don't know what you heard or what you thought about your boy, but they lied about your boy, going dumb, and it's something idiotic about your boy, she wearing cheetah print, that's how bad she won't be spotted around your boy.
I don't like no whips and chains, you can't tie me down, but you can whip your lovin' on me, baby, whip your lovin' on me.
I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me, baby. Whip your lovin' on me.
Young M-I-S-S-I-O-N-A-R-Y. He's sharp like barbed wire. She stole my heart, then she got archived. I keep it short with a Lord Farquaad. All the girls in the front row, all the girls at the barricade, all the girls have been waiting all day. Let your tongue hang out, pick everything. If you came with a man, let go of his hand.
sweet, kicking up they feet, stand up, dance.
Ooh, I don't like no whips and chains.
And all the guys in the back waiting on the next track. Cut your boy a little slack. It's Young Jack. I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skilla, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me.
That's right, that's right.
Whip your lovin' on me.
Hello, everybody. So we are at the back half of the hour, and I have a special guest right here in the studio, Kali Abdu. Hi, Kali.
Hey, Heather.
Kali works at the Voice of America right here in the English to Africa service. Kali, you are from Nigeria.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're from the Kano region?
No, I'm from Jos, which is maybe 4 hours
from
Kano.
Right.
Yeah.
But you are a Hausa speaker.
Yes, yes. I am Hausa.
Can you say hello in Hausa?
Yeah, Barkamu, Barka Jama'a.
Okay. So I have him here, guys, because earlier this week, Abubakar Haruna Galandenchi from Kano gave me this great interview with an artist there named Dabo Daprof. And so, Kali, I invited you so that we can together listen to the interview, listen to Dabo Daprof's music and hear about, you know, just how he describes it and all that. Get your views on it.
Yeah.
And then talk about Nigerian music in the north.
Yeah.
Because it's really quite... You don't hear anything about it in the U.S., whereas Afrobeats and stuff in Lagos and southern Nigeria, that's like all the rage in American mainstream pop music now.
Yeah.
So we're going to get your take on it. And by the way, what is today? It's a special day. Tell everybody.
Valentine's Day. Everybody's wearing red here.
Yeah, you're not wearing red.
Yeah, because I went to my closet and nothing red. I couldn't believe it. I have work to do.
You know what? I'm not wearing red either. I just, I have plans. I have Valentine's plans.
Okay.
But I just didn't wear red.
Red. Okay.
I don't know.
I can respect that.
All right. Well, let's get to the matter of business. I'm going to introduce you to Abubakar Haruna Galandenchi, and we're going to go from there.
Sounds good.
But before that, let's listen to a bit of Dabo Daprof's music. This is La Da Goma.
Ina da kyau bara kada da wanka sanyi nake yi ku kunna mini kunka fadan mata da miji kai dai ba wanka za su shira sanan fadan zai dawo kunka kamar ka tafi da lauyi na ina da nuno ba ku sani ba da bon fada da kanno muna kabo ga makiya mu ba su kanno ba sa gane wa kamar ma abu ta kambo masoya kuna bi.
Hello everybody, I am Abubakar Haruna Galandenchi from Kano, Nigeria. Let's go to our guest.
My name is Umar Ayuba Issa, and I am popularly known as Dabo Daprof.
Let me start with one of your songs, the La Da Goma.
Yeah.
What is it all about?
La Da Goma is a song purposely targeting mostly the youths on how they can practice their religion better.
Okay.
Because there is an Islamic teaching that says when somebody say peace be unto you, which is the meaning of Salaamu Alaikum, you say Wa Alaikum Assalam. Somebody say peace be unto you, they wish you well.
They wish
so you,
well. You
should retaliate by saying peace unto you as well.
That's
so
cool.
That is what it means. Assalamu alaikum, la da goma idan kuka amsa.
Assalamu
alaikum, one time assalamu alaikum, la da goma. Trust me, Baba, I'll say it. Naija taraba kogi, ogun oshun ada undo. Enugu imo anambra.
So that is Dabo Daprof. I'm here with Kali. Kali, what do you think about this song?
He sounds so good. I really love his voice.
Do you?
I gotta reach out to him. I love his voice.
That's cool. And you'd never heard of him before.
Never.
Wow.
You put me on to him.
All right.
Yeah.
And what do you think about the message there? It's pretty straightforward,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. He seems like a very interesting guy. It's very relatable socially for the region. You know, he mixes religion. He's mixing love. Mm-hmm. You know, just things that are very relatable. So
So you approve?
Yeah, I approve.
All right. Kali approves. Let's listen to the rest of the song. I love it.
kuna ladabo mbaiwa. We know the carillas, we know the carillas. Ladagoma, mkukamsa, mkukamsa, mkukamsa. Nache mkukamsa, nache mkukamsa.
All right, now we're going back to the interview with Haruna and Dabo. They're still talking about the same song.
And then the line that comes next, I was trying to advise people that don't come between couples. Yeah. When couples are having disputes or misunderstanding, the best you can do is try as much as possible. Don't take side. Because when you take side, they will come together later and then you will become the enemy. Exactly. When couples are having misunderstanding, the best you can do is just tell them
advice.
Yeah, to calm down, but don't take sides.
I actually think that's true. What do you think?
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, that is totally true. All right, we're going to go to the next song, but starting out with more interview. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and I'm in the studio with Kali Abdu, and we are listening to Boubacar Galandanchi interviewing Dabo in Kano. And here they're talking about another hit song by Dabo called My Farinkaya. Do I say that right?
Yeah. I'm actually surprised.
I studied Hausa for a couple of years.
Makes sense. Yeah. The plot thickens.
Yes. All right, here we go to the interview.
My Farinkaya.
Yeah, it's a song I crafted out of a scenario that happened immediately after the lockdown. Yes. If you notice, I'm putting on a white shirt.
Yes.
So that's the name of the song, The Guy in the White Shirt. So what happened is in 2021, we were in KD shooting a movie, which I was the lead character. The name of the movie is Mr. Lecturer.
Okay.
Yeah. So we were shooting the movie, and then there's this artist who was trending at that time. His name is Ahmadi. He did a song titled E Arewa, and out of solidarity, since we were all together then, so we decided to like promote the song, dancing on the song. So it was, when it got to my turn, the kind of dance step I was using on the song went viral on the internet.
Wow.
Eventually, I became the one who was trending.
Ooh.
My dance step, everybody was like, that guy in the white shirt, I love his dance. Everybody, me parinkaya in Asarawas. So when I came back to Kano, after the whole thing has died down, but I then realized sometimes there are things that happen for a reason. This song, the dance was supposed to promote his song.
His song.
But eventually, it was promoting me and him, his song at the same time.
Wow.
So I felt like I should give back to the society by creating a story out of what happened.
Yes.
So the whole thing was, Abunepa kamarad wasa, mukayishi kamar wasa, si gashi ina trending. And mata sina liking. So ko wache te che me parinkaya, Dabo the prof me parinkaya.
Listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right, Kali, what do you think about that? That's pretty funny, isn't it?
Yeah, very, very funny. I mean, he's, like I said, he's very relatable. He's talking about things that aren't far-fetched, that people can really... that can resonate with people. So,
and I like the fact that he was open and honest about what happened there, and then made this song to sort of give back to this artist and say, "Look, I didn't mean to steal your show, but I'm not sorry."
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to the rest of it. It's got some Amapiano. It's a total Amapiano.
Yeah, completely.
Have you heard that before in a Hausa song?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Is it? It's going up there too.
It's gone. Yep.
All right. That was Me Farinkaya by Dabo Da Prof. So we're going to listen to one more song by him. It's called Dagaske. But before we get to that, I want to get back with you, Kali. I wanted to ask you a little bit about your history.
Yeah.
You know, you work here. You're from Nigeria originally.
Yeah.
So what are you doing here, and how is music part of your life? Because people told me here, hey, you gotta talk to Kali.
Yeah. So the reason I came here was because I had actually pitched a couple ideas, because I was in Nigeria and some other African countries just filming content, because I do have like a company and we were filming content, and I happen to be in Kano, and I know virtually almost all the celebrities in that region.
Are you saying hello to them? You better say hi to them.
Yeah, you know, shout out to all of them. There's so many of them, too many of them to count, but I was basically pitching that to the former director, Scott, and, you know, something happened and they needed somebody, you know, to fill, and he asked me, hey, would you be interested in coming here to help us out? And that was how I got started here, and I came in, and, you know, so that's why I'm here.
All right, so you're not a musician, though.
Yeah, so I do make music. Actually, you know, I produce music. I write music. Like, I've written so many songs. I actually have a song right now with a very popular band in Montreal that I just got emailed a couple hours ago. You know, it's going to be featured in some movie and, you know, so on.
What song is it?
Yeah, I'll share that with you. It's called Apata Palace. You know, I actually have played so many festivals. I played Montreal Jazz Fest, you know, in front of 30,000 people.
Well, what do you play?
Yeah, so I'm mainly a vocalist.
Well, give us a sample.
Yeah.
Right now. Come on. I'm waiting. We're waiting, aren't you guys? Come on, I'm here.
Well, I tell you what.
What? You're going to say no?
I'm going to say I'm in the middle of working on a rap album, right? A very conscious rap album. But, you know, prior to me doing this project right now, I was actually doing very similar love songs to what Dapo the Prof is doing. So I can really relate to what he's talking about, what he's doing, you know.
That's awesome.
But right now, I'm really locked in on this vibe.
The hip hop vibe.
And a lot of what I'm talking about, I can't really. I'm in, you know.
Well, just give us a sample of your voice, your singing voice.
Yeah, well,
even if you sing somebody else's song.
Yeah, I have this really popular song called "Romantic Girl."
Okay.
It goes like, "I want a romantic girl. Pretty little thing to love me now, I want a romantic girl, pretty thing to love me like a star."
Yeah.
Oh, on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I thought that'd be the idea.
Hey, you have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you
really do.
Thank you.
All right, so hopefully when we finish up here, Kali, you're going to give me your song, and by the end of the show, we're going to play that song. What is it going to be?
Romantic Girl.
Romantic Girl. Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's get back to one more song by Dapo the Prof. This one is Dagaske.
Giving up on you, girl, I don't think so. I can't afford to lose you. Even in a million, girl, me, I choose you. You don't give up my soki. I wake up the answer, my soki. Go make you care, so she's a yin. I love you, Nima Zante. Tarike, Kidagaske. Kirike, Nidagaske. Tarike, Kidagaske. The son of Kirike, Nidagaske. Oh, Tarike, Kidagaske. Oh, Tarike, Kidagaske. Kirike, Nidagaske. The son of Kirike, Nidagaske. Oh, is a mini haske, haske. Are you at all? Is a mini jigo.
You know what I like about him? You'll notice a lot of the artists from there, like some of these other songs, they sound very auto-tuned, very like
chipmunky.
I can't take it.
Yeah, I don't like that. What I like about him is he's not like that. He's singing, just singing, and it could play anywhere. Lagos, it doesn't matter.
It's true.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he's breaking that mold. Yeah. I know people, culturally, you get to used to a certain sound, and then everyone likes that.
Yeah.
But that auto-tune stuff is too much.
It's,
isn't it?
It's obscene.
Now, we're listening to Dagaske, which is a love song. What does Dagaske mean?
It means honestly.
Oh, you know, like honestly, I love you.
Yeah, Gaskia is truth.
So, oh, I remember that.
Yeah, he's saying truthfully.
Well, you know what? Dabo Daprof is also an actor.
Okay.
And he was in a movie recently called The Lecturer.
Okay.
His real name is Omar Ayuba Issa.
Okay.
Have you seen The Lecturer?
I have not yet.
Okay, I looked it up. And on YouTube, you can see part of it, and it's pretty intense, and I think people should check it out.
Okay.
And what fascinated me, it came out only in November, just in 2023, and he's the starring role of the lecturer who is in a toxic relationship with his student, fueled, and I'm quoting here from the movie trailer description on YouTube, fueled by his tendency to coerce female students into having an affair.
That's a big thing over there.
It is. And not only in Nigeria. Mali, all the places I've lived in Africa, it's a common theme. Ghana. This leads, in this movie, to students' hunt for revenge. And it is satisfied.
Mm.
So the movie sounds exciting, but also, I guess it's based on a true story.
Yeah. Definitely a big problem.
I'm trying to sing.
I'm trying to fit
my words in there.
Now I'm impressed with you.
Also. Oh, thank you. I forgot almost all of it. It's so sad. Hey, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa. I'm here in the studio with Kali Abdu. He is a TV producer right here at The Voice of America. We just listened to some songs by Dabo Daprof. Also, there was an interview there led by Abubakar Haruna Galandenchi from Kano. Thank you, Abubakar, and thank you, Mr. Lecturer Dabo Daprof, for that interview. Now we're moving back to you, Kali, because I asked you to send me a couple of songs that you like from Hausa Land. Is that still okay to say Hausa Land, or is that old-fashioned?
No, it is. Yeah,
okay.
Hausa Land.
Okay, so... Yeah, I wanted you to bring up two songs that you like, and I want you guys to listen to this music, because you're always hearing Afro beats, and that's mostly Southern Nigerian, but I think in Hausa land in Nigeria, that's like about half the population, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we never hear anything.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe because it's too much auto-tuned. Guys, if you're listening and you're in Kano and in that area of Nigeria, try to do stuff without so much auto-tune.
Yeah. One of the songs you may play by Morel, good friend of mine, I have worked on one of his projects, and one of his songs called Ariwa, I should find that and share that with you. I mixed that one.
Oh.
And you won't hear no auto-tune. You know, I pride myself in mixing clean vocals.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We might get to that if we have time, but this one is Bawan Mata.
Okay. That's Bawan Mata by Ahmad Shanawa.
And why did you pick this song?
Because, you know, that's another one of those that's very big over there. And I wanted to give you something that's big and then give you something that isn't as big but is also very relevant.
Okay. And why is this song so loved, do you think?
It's just a subject matter. He's talking about, I guess, it's like romance.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that sound, that kind of heavily auto-tuned sound.
Yeah.
It's very big over there
it
in
is.
That region. Only in that region. It doesn't travel beyond there.
Why?
Yeah.
You know, though, among Hausa in northern Ghana, it's the same.
Yeah, okay, okay, yeah.
It's
yeah,
you guys, yeah, yeah, you and
yeah,
your daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know what it is?
What?
I tell you where it comes from. If you go pay attention to Indian films, that's where their whole movie industry is based on Indian films. They're just copying Indian films, and then they try to sound like how the Indians sound. Try to make their voice very, very high pitched.
But do the Indians use auto-tune?
They don't. But
that's their sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
They're trying to just make their voice sound like the Indians.
You've enlightened us today.
See, like, he has a good voice. He doesn't need all that auto-tune.
He doesn't.
But they don't. They think
it makes it better.
It. Yeah.
To a certain extent, I kind of like it, though. But, yeah. Okay. All right. So, we're going to move on to the next song. We're running out of time. This one is Aure. Tell us about this one.
Yeah. So, this is by Morel. I mean, Morel is one of those artists who are known outside of the North. Mm-hmm. Nigeria. He's mm-hmm. known and well known in Lagos and so forth. I had met him in Lagos. I never knew he was Hausa, and you know, he does so well with this song. He's always playing in weddings. There is a Netflix movie or TV series. I'll share it with you. I forget the title, but in the Netflix series, he plays as himself performing for a rich couple. Just like I think it was something like a dinner date, and you know, the guy was trying to impress his girl, and he hires this, you know, popular star, and so yeah, you know, that tells you how well Morel is doing with this style. This
hour
is like wedding, you know.
All right.
That's what it means.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Let's listen. Song's interesting, and it has a mix of like R&B. It has that sort of traditional percussive rhythm, ding 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 ding, but done with kind of traditional instruments. But then it's also got the auto tune to it. It's a real interesting mix.
Yeah, it was produced by this guy called T Clutch, very talented guy.
Oh, T Clutch.
This is it on Netflix.
What's the name of the Netflix?
Wrath and Revenge.
Wrath and Revenge.
War, yeah.
It's a Nigerian movie?
Yes.
Is it a movie or a series?
A series.
Is it popular?
Yes, it's actually pretty good. So Morel features in it at some point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So everyone listening right now that's from northern Nigeria or anywhere yeah. whose house are, they're happy hearing this
oh,
song.
Oh, yeah, they know. Exactly
oh, this is for
this
you
is.
Guys. This yeah. is for you, everybody. All right. So that was Aure by Morel. And before that, we listened to Bawa Mata by
Ahmed Shanawa.
Ahmed Shanawa. All right. So, Kali, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
It's fun having you. And you got to come back to my office. Yeah. You know, you keep yeah. walking by and yeah, you never absolutely. Come in and say hi.
Because you're busy.
So are you. All right. Here is the last song of the hour. And guess who it is? It is Kali. This is his song, Romantic Girl.
Oh, yeah. And she came with a new type game. Seeking the fame, no, it ain't not game. But boy, she know how to shake that thing. How to waste that thing. Gotta play that string. I play that music when the night falls. Play the record that we rock and we'll be right for. All the girls in the late night flow. We made that fall. You shake that fall. That's a signal, that's just what I feel. Little thing to love me like yeah. A romantic girl. Pretty thing to love me like a I need a romantic girl. Pretty little thing to love me like yeah. A romantic girl. Pretty thing to love me like a she like the sound of that. I hate the sound of us apart. We like the sound of this. So we've been partners from the side. We've been mad ever since. I like to lose her in the dark. I think I found a kiss. So I think she thinks I'm fine. Think she love my style. I'm going to make her mine. Oh, mine. Oh, mine. Girl, don't you think I'm fine? Girl, don't you love my style? I'm going to make you mine. Oh, mine. Oh, mine. I want a romantic girl. Pretty little thing to love me like, yeah. A romantic girl. Pretty thing to love me like a son.
Yes, all right. And with Romantic Girl by Kali Abdu, it is time to say goodbye. Can't wait to meet you again next week. Thank you for joining me today. Also, big thank you to Anna Steinberg for playing Drop the Needle, and to Kali, Haruna Abubakar Galandenchi, and Dabo Da Prof for coming on the show. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And also online at voaafrica.com. You can listen to it anytime. Till next time, you all stay beautiful and stay safe.